Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
More than 58 million Americans have already cast their ballots by mail or through early voting. New Yorkers can join that group all week long. Early voting began here on Saturday. And our Samantha Liebman is at a polling place on the Upper West Side.
Day three and still three-plus hour waits, like here at Westside High School on 102nd Street. Amy was in line here for over 2 hours and still hadn't gotten to vote.
So we started way back over there, went all the way up to 104th Street, went back to Columbus, came all the way back, came here. Now we're going this way.
She, like many here, didn't mind. Over by Lincoln Center, the same enthusiasm. Laura was prepared with a folding chair.
I want to make sure my vote counts. I want to get it in early. It's important. It's the most important thing happening, not only election, but it's the most important thing happening right now.
And it's that feeling that is driving many to the polls. The Board of Elections reporting over 193,000 people voted in New York City over the weekend alone. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on the Upper West Side.
103 public schools reopened this morning for in-person learning. This after their sections of Queens and Brooklyn were reclassified from red or orange COVID-19 cluster zones to yellow. Mayor de Blasio says there are now more than 280,000 students attending schools in person around the five boroughs. Attendance is about 83% in person. For those taking class remotely, it's about 85%.
Now that we've been able to show how our schools are working, it's time for an opt-in period. It's time to give parents and kids a chance to come back into school if they're all remote right now. So the opt-in period will begin next week on November 2nd and will go through November 15th.
A federal lawsuit was filed today against the NYPD and city leaders by the New York Civil Liberties Union and the Legal Aid Society. They're suing on behalf of protesters who say they were subjected to police brutality during demonstrations in the month after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, brutality that included the use of batons and pepper spray. The lawsuit wants damages paid to 11 plaintiffs and reforms that include training officers to respect protesters' rights, as well as swift discipline for those cops who use excessive force. A legislative aide to Brooklyn Assemblyman Peter Abate is under arrest upstate. Joseph Brady is charged with sexually assaulting an 18-year-old girl at his home, where police say they also recovered drugs and possible bomb-making materials over the weekend. Brady is 40 years old. He's being held at the Albany County Jail on $50,000 bail. No comment yet from Abate. A deadly shooting at the Meadowlands last night.
Four people are now in custody as state police investigate this double homicide. They say two people were shot in the parking lot of the sports complex just before 9:30 Sunday night. One was pronounced dead at the scene, the other at Meadowlands Hospital. Police say there is no cause for alarm in the surrounding community, that it was an isolated incident. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
Police are still looking for the man who beat up a 67-year-old shopper in a Brooklyn grocery store a week and a half ago. The two got into some sort of argument in the ShopRite on Gateway Drive, all caught on video. The victim ended up with a brain hemorrhage and a fractured nose. Anyone with information is urged to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS, 577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.